swathes of Queensland are still burning from more than 130 wildfires. Another Queensland coastal community has been ordered to leave the path of a dangerous fire overnight. Yesterday, the 8,000 residents of Gracemere near Rockhampton were ordered to evacuate. While conditions there have eased, it is still not safe for them to return. And the state hasn't seen catastrophic fire conditions like this before. Reporter George Roberts joins us now from Queensland. George, good morning. Thousands are in evacuation centres. Dozens of fires are still burning. What is the situation like?
Well, Sabra, it's a situation that hasn't been seen before in Queensland, as you said. The conditions are extremely dry and hot, and that's not what you normally get in Queensland. It's normally quite humid and the air is kind of moist this kind of year, this time of year, but they're facing what they're sort of calling these dry storms that have been causing these fires. They're fighting more than 130 fires across the state. There's probably half a dozen or more communities that are currently on leave now orders, and more that are on prepare to leave orders. And that situation keeps changing from minute to minute. To give you an example, the Campbell Beach community at 1:30 a.m. local time this morning was given a warning that there's a vegetation fire nearby and to call 000 if they thought they were under threat. 20 minutes later, that was changed to a leave now order. So this is what the crews are fighting. Crews have flown in from New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia, and they're fighting fires on multiple fronts. Some of these fires that are unpredictable and dangerous are burning in multiple directions, so a single fire could have two or more fire fronts going in different directions.
All right, and what about the town of Gracemere? 8,000 residents were told to get out yesterday afternoon.
Well, that's an example of how these things can change so quickly. So they were given less than an hour to get out of town. They were told not even to go home. If they'd pick the kids up from school, get out of town straight away and go to Gladstone. So 8,000 people evacuated in a very short space of time. Overnight, the situation there has eased. That fire has slowed. And we've just heard a short time ago from local police that the road is now open and the residents are safe to go home. But those residents, hundreds of them spent the night at the showgrounds in Rockhampton, and dozens more, or thousands more, I suppose, spent the night with friends and family. So they are now allowed to go home, but we don't know which community next will be ordered to evacuate and where some of these fires will go.
Given that, what are fire authorities expecting throughout today?
Well, that's still hard to predict. It's not as hot as yesterday. To give you an idea, yesterday in the Rockhampton area, it was more than 44 degrees at the airport with very high winds, and the conditions were ranked by the Weather Bureau as catastrophic. So that's the combination of the fire litter on the ground, that dry sort of tinderbox-like conditions, as well as hot winds and very dry conditions with, sort of spotting and a lot of smoke. Now, it's not expected to be as hot as yesterday, but the wind is expected to pick up again this afternoon. Here's what Michael Pake from the Weather Bureau had to say.
The atmosphere is still very dry. Look, at 10 p.m. last night, it was still 35 degrees around the Rockhampton area. So those temperatures certainly have been significant. Look, we're forecasting today around Rockhampton 38 degrees. So it's still a hot atmosphere, and those temperatures are expected to remain elevated, not only across the Capricorni, but also into the central coast and tropical north for a number of days to come.
So those unusually dry conditions for Queensland are expected to continue, and these fire conditions are expected to last at least until Tuesday of next week.
George Roberts, thank you.